All right, it may not be the end of the world as we know it, but it's been an interesting week around the state of Maine for a lot of people, including our friend Joe Riccio of Downey's Magazine, who joins us for Shut Up and Eat. Joe, the power situation for Mr. Riccio, have it or not?
I'm coming to you from the Clarion Hotel in sunny Outer Congress Street, Portland. It is not.
I believe, yeah, you answered the question right there. Yeah, like so many people dealing without power this week and spending your time in a hotel room, which is, again, that's not the worst way to go.
Honestly, I would live, if I was given the option, I would live in a hotel.
So we thought this would be an appropriate time to talk about how to make the most of a situation like this, because we know it's going to happen again. So if you can do it, the power goes out. What's your best way to approach this? How do you turn this into, if you can, a positive dining experience?
Well, I guess I can tell you what not to do that I learned on Sunday, which is go spend a lot of money on ingredients to make a large batch of clam chowder and put it all in the fridge. That's the worst thing to do, I found out, when you're about to be without power for 6 days. So unfortunately, I haven't even opened my fridge. I don't think I want to.
Yeah, I would not. Don't go in there without help. You'll need a hazmat team to go in there.
I feel like there's going to be some kind of Gozer Zol situation in there. I don't know. A lot of Ghostbusters. But I think the power outage is a good reason to own a charcoal grill, to be honest. You know, just so you can, like, throw a pot on there and, like, heat up a jarred sauce or whatever, boil water. I mean, because there's just not really a lot of options for when the power's out besides, like, a large bag of, like, Smart Food kettle corn or something. It's just depressing to eat at home with no power, I think is the moral of the story.
So is there a way you can properly stock your pantry with things that that you can live on for a couple of days, that you can either cook on a grill or just eat as they are? What would be essentials there?
Well, I think that, like I said, a lot of snack food. Make sure you buy several bottles of vitamins. That way you can supplement all the snack food you're eating. I think, anything jarred or that you could do, anything you could boil water in like a cast iron Dutch oven or something on a grill, pasta is an easy one. Kraft mac and cheese as well. Definitely go with the Velveeta because that's got the cheese sauce.
Yes, yes.
In the packet. But I don't know. It's just at the end of the day, I've decided that it's just not fun to eat at home with no power, and you should find the closest restaurant that does have power.
I had a couple students who didn't have power, and they had gone the route of eating eating the Chef Boyardee ravioli, which is bad enough in itself, but eating it cold out of the can.
Oh, that makes me, that reminds me of like my fisherman friends. Like, what do we eat on the boat? Cold stuff out of the can.
Yeah.
It's funny you mentioned that. Actually, I was checking in right behind the UMaine football team. I was staying at the hotel here.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I guess they're playing here tomorrow. I had to ask what sport. I'm just so out of the loop. what kind of players are you? I don't know. So apparently it's a football team.
It is the football team. They're very large. That's how you can tell.
Well, no, but they're not. The ones I saw weren't, dead giveaway. So I think I might have seen, maybe I saw the kicker.
Exactly. That's it, yeah. Or the manager, who the heck knows.
Yeah, it could have been the scorekeeper. I don't really know. Rich, I'm just not a sports guy.
No, I understand completely. So what's the prospect of when are you going to get power back? Do you know yet?
I was told potentially tomorrow evening at 10 p.m., which is fine. We're going to Belfast, actually, to eat a new restaurant called Neighborhood up there. For Down East, and I will say, early on in this hotel thing this week, I was very enthusiastic, going out to different places like Empire Chinese Kitchen. I went to a new pizza place in Portland called Lazari twice, which has the best white clam pizza I've ever had in my life.
Mm.
And tonight I'm literally going to go to Pete and Larry's, which is in the Clarion Hotel, because I'm just, just gave up. I'm like, Portland has the Drizzly app, so you can literally have liquor store delivery through an app on your phone. So between that and the in-house restaurant room service, I think I'm going to be good to go.
Excellent. Well, we wish you well, Joe. Hopefully you get that power back soon. And we know you will survive this because you're going to be one of the last man standing. I have no doubt.
Well, yeah, I'm the last man standing. I'm also the first one that everybody eats if we're on a desert island. Fine.
I am picturing you with an apple in your mouth as we speak. But...
It's just a natural pose for me.
Exactly. All right. Thanks, Joe. Be well. Get that power back, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right. Thank you.
Joe Riccio, Down East Magazine, Shut Up and Eat, every Friday afternoon on the program.